Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Guess what? TGIF. Yes, it is Friday. So glad. Oh, what a week, huh? But anyway, it's end of the week, so we can have good fun tonight. As a reminder to those who are listening that are new joining us, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings that will be conducted. Also, bear in mind, this isn't like tarot or oracle cards or any of the other methods that are out there. Excuse me. Personal prophecy is really kind of in a class all its own because we're able to look at the future while we're still in the present and able to improve that future before we even get there. And if we can't, I mean, if something is directly on a collision course with us, yes, just having that knowledge, that awareness also enables us to, in effect, change the future. Excuse me, I have my evening frogs. Yeah, I think they're like bullfrogs tonight.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Was he? Was a good friend of mine.
Was a good friend of mine. All right. Joy to the world, bitches. All right, go ahead.
So also, when you call in, I'm going to need a moment to lay out your cards in a full 24-card layout. This is what I customarily do when I am giving readings one-on-one in private sessions. And it's something that I find very instrumental in answering your question or two while you're calling, because this way I'm able to get a kind of a feel what your life is like, what the, I often call it, the landscape looks like. And if there's anything in particular there that you didn't ask about, I will definitely bring it to your attention if it seems to be important information. And it's not always negative. Sometimes it's very positive, like love is in the air. Yes, Jim?
I haven't been supposed
to sing that.
Oh, I was looking at something, that's all. Sorry. Love is in the air.
There.
Right.
So bear that in mind. I'll need a minute. I know that others like to just sort of, you know, randomly pick a few cards. I prefer the whole enchilada, so to speak. All right there, Mr. Jimbo.
Yes.
We're moving on to you.
Moving on. All right, real quick. This show is for educational and informational purposes only. We want to remind you folks that if you're international, be it caller or be it Facebook Live viewer, you must tell us because we will give you an international shout-out and we will get them going right now. We have Jeanette from Canada.
Jeanette.
We have Suzanne from the land of the Scots. She's from Scotland.
Suzanne.
Joe from the UK.
Joe, baby.
I think I nailed all of our international folks so far. I think I done did it. All right.
All right.
Number time, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in, get a show, call in to the show to get your free reading. Folks are on hold, and as they know, as I'm about to tell everybody, when you call in, you'll get a message saying, you can listen to the show while you wait. Now, obviously, the folks that called in early, which is wise, I think they just hear music for the first 15 minutes until the show goes live. But you'll hear something. Bottom line is, if you call and you hear nothing, something has failed, hang up, call again. That means there's been a failure of some type. Technology's cool, but it does fail. When we take you live, do the following if you legally and safely can. Those are very important, legally and safely. We don't want anybody to break laws and or take chances. Get off the speakerphone, kill the Bluetooth. Those are great devices, but we'll tell you why it doesn't work out just for this call necessarily, all right? Background noises are super huge. Get rid of those things. Multitasking, believe it or not, it's a problem. It's cool. You're talking to somebody on the cell phone to cell phone land, but it doesn't work out in this scenario also, and we'll tell you why. Perfect. In the perfect world, you would be in your home, and you would go to a nice, comfortable, quiet place that has top-notch cell phone reception. And we say all these stupid little things because your phone call goes through the normal cell phone tower bouncer, and then it goes to Blog Talk's website and comes to our computer and comes out our computer speaker. So every call has some level of quality loss. Some of them are so minor we don't pick it up. Some of them average. Some of them are rough, and we need every little bit of, on your end, anything you can do to make it clear, crystal clear, crystal clear. Okie dokie. Next. Folks that are on Facebook Live, we do try to make time for you folks. We know, especially the international folks, you're not calling in.
It's expensive.
You'd have to have an international plan to even make that even feasible. And then those plans are not cheap. So why would you have that unless you were a business person and you called?
But you can use Facebook. Not Facebook. Skype.
Yes, we do take Skypers. Skype has a fee. Domestically, it's pennies, literally almost. Internationally, I don't think it's pennies. But I don't, it's nowhere near like a cell phone call. Nowhere near. You can Skype internationally and it wouldn't kill you. Or when we open the floor to you folks, we will make a formal announcement. I'll type it. We'll audibleize it. That we will open the floor to Facebook Messenger audio or video calls. You can't start sending us text messages because that doesn't fly here. Okay. Facebook Messenger. We doesn't do that. All right. That's only when we say so, and it has to be to Deborah Lee. And in order to do that, you must be friends with Deborah Lee, or you will be not messengering her at all. So, to name it that, dude. And if it gets down to it, these are like the order of priority phone calls. We work in some Facebook audio, video, and depending on the situation, every night it's different. We can even take the folks on Facebook just want to type it right there in the live chat. So that's the name of that, too. That's how that works. And I think we have got that all rocking and roll here. So let us go to our first caller, Deb. 216.
All righty.
Ohio, 216.
Hello and welcome to
Hello.
The show. Yes, hi.
Number live. Caller number one.
And
happy
your name?
Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday is right.
Who are you?
And you, this you is... you're...
go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say I'm Sharon. Okay.
Sharon, we've talked to you before, I know.
Yes.
Okay.
I call like every month maybe. If I sneeze, my allergies are really bad tonight. So if I'm snorting and stuff, I apologize.
Mine are just horrible. Yeah. So I understand.
That's the way life is. It's okie-dokie. What you can do about that.
All right. Shoot. Tell us what's on your mind.
Floor's yours.
I wanted to let you get relaxed, okay, which you always are. Can you give me a general reading? Would that be okay, like, for the next, like, maybe 90 days? Can you do that, please? Or do you want more specific?
Maybe more specific.
Once a month is really hard for her
to
keep.
Yeah, a lot of these people call at least once a week.
Yeah. So
No. Why don't you see what's coming up in my career in the next 3 months? Like, I get my review at the end of this month. See what's coming up for that in the next 3 months.
Okay. We can do that.
Is that a annual review?
It's an annual, yeah. And the last month when I talked to you, by the way, it was a month ago, one of the leads was in the hospital. She just came back Monday. She was out a month. She just came back. That was the last time I spoke with you.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
About the annual reviews, ours, I guess it's February. It's
I got a good one. I did get a good one last year. I can't imagine getting a bad one. Oh, it's been so busy with tax season. I'm just so relaxed right now. The zoo.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Do they like to use your performance ratings for salary raises stuff? Do they like to use that?
This year I should get one. We get them every other year. We don't get raises every year. But we do
gotcha.
Get bonuses, but they haven't really talked much about it. So.
Yeah, I don't think they like to do that in general, whether it's good or bad. What do you got, Deb?
Well, I think in this day and age with how things are out in the working world, it's a blessing to even have a job.
But there's that,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
You know
what? I'm so grateful. So grateful. every day. Thank you for this job. I'm serious. I know. I am one person that is grateful. Believe me. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, the next six, did you ask 90 days, I think you
did? Yes, you did say 90 days.
Thank you.
Okay, they're going to be pretty good for you. And you are a person, you strike me in your cards, as somebody who doesn't run from a challenge. You face it head on. You might gross about it afterwards. Oh, my God, we had to do all this work. But you are really stellar when you're in the heat of it, in the mix. You know what I'm saying? And I really think that your review is going to reflect great things about you. Now, do they have to, some industries, they have to balance positive with negative. Do they have to make your review glowing? Excuse me.
Usually they stick to the tried and true. I think last year I had one thing I needed to work on, and that would we discuss that. They usually, if there's anything to say bad, that's what I'm saying. But, you know, it's so funny because my team, when she came back, the big boss had to do our reviews because she was so sick. And he asked her if there was anything wrong about anyone on the team. And she goes, I have nothing bad to say about any of them. So I'm sure there's going to be something. They have to pick something. That's just work. You know what I mean?
And they got to pick something.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a negative. They'll say it's an area you could improve on. They're not going to say you suck
exactly.
at something. They're going to say, well, you know what? Perhaps this one area you could beef it up to be as good as you are at these other areas.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't see it amounting to much at all. I think it's going to be terrific. I think the 90 days are going to go pretty smoothly for you. Boy, I wish I could talk.
I know you're coughing like me. I know. Allergies, I shouldn't say it, excuse me, are bad, not suck.
Well, they do. They suck.
Yeah, we're not on any kind of children's radio station here, so we're good.
Yes, and I have it.
I just try to be kind of polite. I know.
I have it rated.
Do you see a raise? Sorry, do you see a raise on there? I have no idea.
Money. Do you see money?
No, I'm not seeing money per se for you, but I see stability. I mean, you are, if they were to start pink slipping people, you wouldn't be one of them for sure. For sure. So.
And I would think, right, the fact that you don't see money doesn't mean that she's not going to get some kind of raise.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to be one that's going to knock her socks off, right?
It's drastic. They only give like at the most 3%, which I get it. That's not that much, but I don't even count on it. If I get it, my bonus, I don't. But last year I got a nice decent one. If I get it, I don't. If I do, that's fine.
Yeah.
We got zero last year because it was a little rough for the company.
Well, also, I still see this woman in your cards who harbors quite a bit of jealousy about you. Trying to remember if we covered this.
A little bit. If it's the same person, there could be two, but it might be. But go on. Tell me what you're picking up on it. Which you are right. You did cover that without me asking last time. That was like 3 months ago.
And I thought I would mention it because she's really slick. Okay? She isn't like being out there. She's pussyfooting around with her jealousy. I think she talks behind her back. All right?
It's but the other
you know
person.
What? Okay, everybody's on to her in their own way. You know, if you're a gossip spreader and, you know, like to keep that grapevine churning, people catch on pretty quick. And, you know, and they know you.
Well, and sometimes it backfires because the person will come and spread gossip and then they'll go to other people and they'll joke about the stupid gossip. Did you hear what she said? She thinks she's spreading gossip, but she's actually getting gossip spread upon herself. Because they laugh at her.
Actually,
that was dumb.
She's very much attracted to your excellence in how you do your job. And that's what makes her jealous of you.
I don't think it's the team lead. I she can be snotty, but I don't think it's her. I think it's somebody else. He did something today. I think it's somebody else.
Okay.
I
but
think
now,
if there's...
No. Yeah, go ahead.
Did something today that just was so, but whatever. It's so silly, but I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think it's the team lead. She has no reason. She's the boss now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think it's her. I don't.
You know, these can often just be on a personal woman level. You know?
I know.
Maybe you dress really exquisitely or your hair, your makeup, how pretty you are. It can be, you know how we are.
Just like, rub somebody the wrong way and it's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah, it's just.
Nothing you can do, nor should you.
No. So.
She acts nice to my face. And then when I confront her, when I confronted her today, she was like stuttering. She couldn't even admit it. I'm the type of person, I will say it directly to the person. I try not to talk behind someone's back. I don't know. It's just not right.
Well, you're right. It isn't.
You're right. You're bloody well right.
You know, and things like being in the military, they thrive on gossip because a lot of times it's hurry
the
up
military
and wait.
Does?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because there's a lot of downtime.
A lot of times they're sitting around waiting for an attack or they're sitting around on a ship waiting to do something. So it's like, what else are you going to do? You can only talk trivia so much.
Or in the Army, you're waiting in line for something.
But it's usually harmless stuff. It's not stuff that matters for anybody.
No, it's not to...
It's stupid cartoonish juvenile
this
stuff.
She can't affect my job, though, can she?
No,
I didn't mean to interrupt her. I didn't think
honestly, no. It's not. It's more personal. It's just that personal women stuff.
She forgets things a lot. She forgets things a lot, and it takes her a long time to get things done. But people know that about her. It takes her forever. She's just, everybody does things their own way. That's why I don't judge her and try not to say anything. But she just does things a lot slower and people say things. But I've never ever said, if I did anything, I would say to the team lead, but I don't even do that. But it's enough of that. She just moved out of state. She's going to work
nice.
At home now, so I don't have to see her.
Oh, well, if you have any dealings with her, just be nice.
That takes care of any physical.
Yeah. But otherwise, these 90 days are going to be nice, you know, for you. I really don't see anything for a complication here at all.
Thank you. I know.
Yeah.
I love my job. I need stability in a job. I couldn't have a job that, commission, maybe I'll get paid next. I have to have things steady. That's just the way I am, very structured.
Wow.
That's why
I
love
know.
My job.
Some people love that.
But I
the harder
either.
I charge, the more I get.
My mom was like that. She could never have a job like myself. Everybody is different. That's just me. Maybe it's because I'm a Virgo. But I've always been like that.
Was Virgo a virgin?
What is Virgo?
It is?
What's that?
Are you Virgo the virgin, Jim wants to know.
I know. I'm a Virgo.
You know what I say. I'm not going to say it. Go ahead. Anyway, we got to do.
Yeah! All right.
And I forgot to talk about that, so we'll talk about it as we do this.
All right.
There's a Rebel Yell everybody just heard.
Rebel Yell.
And it's Friday is our only night that we do Rebel card reading. So when you hear the Rebel Yell, you're reading but Deborah has been concluded. And before we put you back on hold and let you decide who listened to the show, hang up and go run a marathon or whatever, we're going to give you a single Rebel card reading, not...
Remember, these are in your face.
Don't leave yet. No.
They're a real deck. You can get them at Amazon. What are they called? The Rebel?
I guess they're called the Rebel cards. Yeah, there's a card they talk about. Anyway, Deborah won't let me read about one-third of them.
Well, some of them are really crass.
So I feel
harsh, like pull your head out of your.
It's like you should get something to eat because you're whining like a hungry baby. There's cards like that stuff. But anyway, yours says you think someone is lying, they are.
Now, what would that be?
Well, she says there's somebody that same person will like be very very nice to her. That same person, but maybe not be very nice to her when she's not around. So that's a lie. That person you're talking about.
Yeah,
that
so
is lying.
Confirming.
So it's, hi, how are you doing? I'm so nice to see you. When they're not really happy to see you, that's a lie.
But people like you are liked and respected. Yeah, I would feel sorry for her myself because there's got to be jealousy stems usually from insecurity, all right? And resentfulness comes from envy. So if you think about the thing, poor thing is jealous of every other woman. Maybe she doesn't have much going for herself. You know, maybe she thinks she's ugly and fat or something like that. And you know, and
she's a little bit more than that.
Oh, a little bit more than that?
So she's larger than life.
The second word you said, a little bit more than that.
Oh, a little bit more than that. Okay.
What was the second word you said?
Fat.
Oh,
a little bit more than that.
A little bit more than fat.
So then she's gigantic.
God, please forgive me.
Well, you know what, though? Have you ever noticed?
Gigantor.
Mostly women. Women that carry extra weight have an attitude. And I've had friends that went through that stomach.
And they're
stapling.
Rough. A lot of them are rough. Excuse me. Like rough on the edge.
Yeah.
You're right.
And they get worse after the surgery because that weight was insulation from them living in basically a harsh world. You know, they don't get the same privileges that a skinny, pretty girl might get from men. Men don't open doors for them, or
because you'd have to open two.
I think it's hereditary. Like my mom, she's in her 80s. She's still a size 6. All women, we've never really had trouble. Of course, I'm putting on weight now. I'm older, but I'm still a size 6. I think a lot of it's hereditary. I really do.
There's a lot of genetics. There 100% is. You can. I'd say.
I agree.
I agree. 75%, depending on the person. It is what
you know,
the family
she
is.
She could have
right.
been bullied through school and really never had a man to love her. I mean, there's so many reasons.
I know.
But that doesn't mean she has to be. I think it's her.
It bothers me because I try so hard to be nice to her.
Yeah, and I don't think she knows how to react to being nice.
Sure. And remember what they said, too, also going back to that. Remember what they said, like, if you go meet a potential significant other's relatives and they're all giant.
Yeah.
20 years.
Oh.
That might be what you're getting in 20 years.
That your girlfriend's going to blow up.
Yep. She might. They might spray paint.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that expression.
Yeah.
They might spray paint Goodyear on her ass.
Well,
I like to jog too much, and I like to do the Stairmaster. I could never be heavy. I love it. If I don't do it at least once a week, I'm crabby. I have to exercise. Uh-huh. It's been a part of my whole entire life.
Now, see, I'm jealous of you because I have a hard time with the whole activities with your body stuff.
My little sister's like that, too. She didn't do anything. But that's okay.
They used to say back in the day, everybody has their own way.
They
said, look at the girl's mother, and that's what you're going to get.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You meet the relatives.
Well, mainly through the mother.
Or it could be older siblings, too.
True.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? Thank you very much.
At least you're kind to her. Others may not be. So.
I know.
And you know what? Sharon, it's awesome to talk to you. I love when you call.
Awesomeness, yes. Thank you for holding.
And you're in Ohio, right?
All the way to
go. I'm in Ohio, and my big 50-pound baby is laying right on my leg, snoring away.
What do you have? What do you have?
She's my baby. She's a pit bull Labrador. She's a pit bull lab mix.
You knew that was a dog.
There are coon cats that are huge.
Oh, but I'm...
Oh, I love her. And I just bought her another Pendleton winter coat. She is so spoiled. It's my last coat I am buying her. Last one.
That is so precious. I love that.
Precious.
Oh, yes.
I know that this coat was a fitter.
I have to tell you, may have told you this before. Years ago, I was in the Army.
In the active duty Army.
Hats off to you.
Thank you. All we did was train. There was no wars then. No, it was just a
okay.
We still had to shoot.
We shoot and throw grenades.
And shit.
Oh God, I love the weapons. Yeah, fun. But the point is, the nicest, most normal people came from Ohio or Pennsylvania.
Oh, wait.
The most normal. The ones that were kind of woohoo, kind of wiggy, came from California and like Nevada.
Oh my gosh. California is so expensive.
I don't know how people live there unless they're celebrities.
Well, they get paid more. You know, they do get paid more.
New York City.
You know, I bought a dozen of eggs when I went to the grocery store, $4. I remember when they were 89 cents. It's just,
you
and this is in Ohio.
A dozen of eggs that were $4. That's standard right now.
$4.
Yeah.
That's pretty much standard, yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And they're like gold.
I've been reading about
they
it.
They never were like that, though.
No, it was never like
that.
Because
they had to murder a bunch of freaking chickens because of the bird flu.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah, but one of my friends, my foster friend, has a chicken coop. She lays all her eggs. It's so funny.
Oh my God.
I read a news article. There's actually a lot more people doing that.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
And they come out brown, like the brown. Oh, I know. She loves
it. Yep, they do.
She names
do.
All her chickens. Oh, it's so funny. They're her babies. It's so cute.
So it isn't like my late husband, his mother on Sundays would say, go on out there to the chicken coop and get us a Sunday hen or, you know,
yeah,
for dinner.
The ones that you buy for to
and
do
And you
that,
have to go out there and go.
The ones they do for the egg thing are pretty much, that's their job. You don't want to eat them.
No.
Yeah.
Everything has its purpose. All right.
Well, take care, Sharon, and we'll talk to you again hopefully soon.
Indeed.
I will. Thank you, both of you. I'll call in a couple of weeks. You have a wonderful evening, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
We will be here.
Thank
unless
you.
This is a nuclear holocaust, but we will be here. All right, real quick, I want to give a couple international shout-outs. We have Laura from Canada.
Laura!
And we have Joe from the UK.
You already mentioned him, but here's another.
I don't
Diva.
Think I mentioned Joe, did I?
Yeah. Yeah, I said Joe, baby.
Really? I don't ever mention him. No, I did not. Unless, well, I might have stuck him in, but he wasn't one of the originals. We got some other people. Luna's here. There's a lot of stuff going on. Yep. I was going to catch up here a little bit. Luna says, been busy week, followed up with a doctor. Probably wants her to see an allergist, which makes sense if there's some kind of weird thing that they can't figure out. So, and then he's trying those nerve blockers for other issue, and then get allergic to it, then you're kind of screwed. But yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right. Anyway. Did Phil got a shout-out? He said I did. Well, then you got two, buddy. Yes, double bonus. All right. Let us.
Well, he missed last night, so we gave him.
All right.
Hey.
Hello there.
Lisa.
Hello, you guys.
Oh,
I was
you're just
yakking it up with Mr. D next door.
Yeah, I presume.
Yes.
And we've been yakking it up. And, oh, Deb, you're so right. What do the cards say? I mean, he's so...
What
he
is
makes
he?
My knees weak. He makes my heart go melt. I don't know. I think he's, like you're saying, I think he's having conflict, you know. I think he's having conflict within himself.
He is.
But he comes.
Yeah, go ahead.
And right now, too. But he's very flirty, and I'm flirty back, and it makes me sick to my stomach because I just think, man, it's going to hurt him when I walk away. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to torture him or anything, but
well,
it's going to hurt him. He could.
Yeah, and, you know, flirting can be kind of fun a little bit, especially when you're younger, but that's like once or twice. But if you continually flirt, usually that has a direction it's going.
Well, so what if he swings both ways?
He
so
actually
what?
Is not on a swing right now, Deb. He is on a straight path.
Who?
He's on the man path. He has. You say he's swinging like he's going up. We'll see. I got.
More like a pendulum.
See, Monday is Bob. Tuesday is Jill. Wednesday is Steve. And Thursday is Ann. He's not swinging squat, Deb.
They don't do it like that.
He's not swinging poo-poo caca.
I dated a bisexual man.
Well, I had other words for him. I remember that, but go ahead.
They don't, at least the one that I dated and others I've talked to, they go one at a time. They go and have a relationship with a man, or they have a relationship with a woman.
Really? Are there decades in between them? Because it's decades since he's last been with a woman, Deb.
But that...
If that's a swing, that is the slowest fucking swing on this planet. That is, you can't get a swing getting slower than that.
We need an expert.
You guys are so incredibly sweet. I swear, you're hanging in.
I'm on a swing, and they go, all right, hey, there you go. Now I'm at the top of the swing. Now I got to wait 30 years for it to swing the other way.
I really feel bad for him because, you know, I really care very much for him, but I'm not going to keep my life like this. I'm not putting my life on hold for this, whatever it is. It's not, I mean, what did the card say, Deb?
Well, one thing, the card is very distinct, I guess I'd say today, is that right away I got this message of the head knows what it thinks, but the heart only knows what it feels. And so this man's heart is speaking to you. And maybe before, I think he was, did he ever tell you he was in love with any of these men?
No, he said there was never love. He's never had love. He's always said that to me.
He said never, period.
So it was a distraction, I suppose.
Which means he never had love, I guess, with a woman either.
Well, did
yeah,
he love?
He said it was, yeah, he said it was just for, it became empty, he said, you know, just empty.
Yeah. And with the woman, did she break his heart?
No, he didn't tell me that. He said that it made him feel really good, that she made him feel very good. Now, that was decades ago when he was the, you know.
Decades.
He was.
Decades, Deb, not a swing.
I'm trying to think of a way to shut him up.
All right, anyway, go ahead.
To shut
guys,
him up.
I love you both.
Well, here's the thing. Looking at your cards, he's really, oh, my God. It almost makes me wish I knew him because I would reach out to him and say, hey, you're agonizing over this. And he is. And
okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Finish that.
I'm afraid to now.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I'm not even going to talk about what you're going to talk about.
All right. He is most definitely attracted to you. He loves your personality. He loves your laugh. He loves how you cook. I mean, these are all like precursors to a heterosexual, you know, romance and falling
or,
in love. And
or
all
maybe
that.
BFFs.
Or maybe, but it seems like it has taken on a courtship feel. And it has felt like that for some time. Lisa, I would never play with your heart this way if it wasn't true.
Yeah,
so dispute that.
I'm not going to dispute that. I'm just, what was I going to say? What is he agonizing over, Deb? Tell me the agony. Give me the agony. What is, just give me like four or five words. What is this freaking agony?
Well, I can give you some words. I was going
that.
What I'm, he's agonizing over is that he has taken an easy road for a long time, like Lisa said. There
okay.
was never love involved.
Okay.
But it was a friendship that got sexual, or it was just, you know, men.
It is what
men
it is.
Do
okay.
things like they just meet somebody and they
sure.
go and
gotcha.
They have romp together and that's
yep, they
it.
They did. They did bedroom Olympics and they were in the circus. Okay, what's the agony? What's he agonizing over?
He's agonizing over the fact that he's terrified if he lets himself go with Lisa, go to her and be with her, that she is going to break his heart. And so he fears taking that step. But the other night, he was.
But he kind of already, he's doing 90% of the stuff already.
Well, I'm just
saying.
And they have spats and his heart gets broken. Or somebody, they have spats and they both feel upset.
And they have to make up.
Right, so he's already gone there. I don't know what he's agonizing over now.
Deb,
I just don't.
You know
I don't
what?
Know.
We're going yeah. We're going to do that dinner again with the same couple because we had a lot of fun with that couple, and he's planning it out. He's telling me what we're going to order. I'm all for it. It's okay. This morning I told him, he was telling me, you can't dress the way – he was telling me again how I should dress because I get sick and I'm not wearing enough clothing. And I said, are you my dad? And he said, you know, I said, thanks, Dad. And so then he came over and he's pointing out all the stuff that I need to put on. You need to put this on. Look at me. I'm dressed like this to stay warm. This is why you're sick. And so then he's planning the dinner out. He's telling me what we're going to order. I'm okay with that because I prefer my own home cooking. And, you know, it was fun. But do you see, how do you see it going that night? Is it going to become handsy again, or will he be on guard?
Well, I saw last night it's in your cart.
Oh, that's the
and that it was coming soon.
That's the redo of the same couple.
Yeah.
Right? Did you guys nail a date down for that, or is it just soon when you get
yeah,
better?
Yeah, it's on the 21st.
Ah, okay. So you'll be fine and healthy by then. That's good.
And he was telling you what you guys are going to order.
And I'm cool with that. Like I said, I prefer my home cooking. But we're doing it for social reasons, and everybody
sure.
in the group likes the food and does, yep. you know, that kind of thing. I'm fine with it. It's, you know, I won't let him be a tyrant in my life, But do you see him being on guard with me, or will he relax and become handsy again?
I don't think he's – well, I want to tell you what you want to hear. That he isn't going to. But, you know, there's certain things that happen when you're sitting next to somebody. I mean, you could be saying something and he wants to get your attention. He might reach over and grab your leg and say, Lisa, I want to add this.
I've never done that with a friend of mine.
I have.
I've never grabbed a friend's leg before, ever. I never reached down and grabbed his thigh to get his attention. Just to let you know. Keep going.
Hey, you're taking this way too far now because we're talking about a man and a woman sitting together. I never said they were just friends. I've always felt the two are doing a dance of romance.
You said you sat with guys and you've that's happened.
Yeah, but it's
so
I would do it with a woman. Grab her leg and go, Nina, listen, I got to tell you something. All right?
Okay. Well, I wouldn't grab a dude's thigh.
Yeah.
Well, is there any amorous, feely, touchy, because I'm all for it? Or no? Will he be on guard?
He's taking baby steps.
Oh, my. These are the smallest steps ever known to mankind.
I love you both.
If you put him on the floor next to a baby, that baby would smoke him like a chicken just crawling. A brand new infant baby would whoop his ass, would kill him in a race. Okay, go ahead. Back to Deb.
Here's where it is. He wants to make sure that it isn't just lust. He wants to be sure that it really is love from him.
Well, how do I prove it to him?
Well, first of all, you guys need to have that conversation, but in a non-threatening, defensive
type
of way.
Yeah, she's like, she wants to have that conversation. He's not on board with having that conversation, it sounds like.
And what
Jimbo
about...
Jimbo's got it right. I feel
okay,
like
then.
Queasy, because I've come on to him so many times.
Yeah, he's trying to,
so he
bails out and finds a reason not to have the conversation.
Okay, then I am just... standing alone.
No.
With my perception.
Not at all. I mean, she's not.
No. I embrace her perception. It's just.
She
it's
means
just. I wish he would come through the gate, you know, and just let me tell me, you know, that I don't know.
You're
well,
right.
I'll
I don't
you.
Know.
When
he's got
this,
a corner him. I don't
when
know
this
how.
Comes
I don't
to
know
pass,
how.
I'm jumping on a plane and I'm coming to Tucson or wherever it is you are.
I don't think it's Tucson, is it?
Just so I can stand there and say, I told you so.
I would love that. Oh, my
too.
God. You see a culmination then? You see a,
yeah.
How do they
actually,
say that? The old pioneers when they, what is, oh, consummate.
Yes, consummation.
A lot is put into that. A lot of meaning is put into that consummation thing when maybe it could not be.
Jimmy, I love Jimbo.
Yeah.
A lot is put into that. Come
what
on.
You met
come
a
on.
Gorgeous lesbian.
Okay.
Okay.
I have met those. Go ahead.
She's not with anybody right now, but anyway.
Okay.
She is making overtures to you.
I'd be moving 110% forward.
Would you? Okay. Maybe I've.
Oh my God! Don't go to it. Don't ask. You need to ask another woman in the same scenario. Don't ask a guy. Yeah. A guy's gonna go full throttle. It's like, wow, that's a gorgeous lesbian chick. And she says, like, she wants to switch teams or something. I'm hopping that train, bitches. I'm on it. You know.
So you're saying he's moving too slow as a man. He should be.
I'd say that it's almost like a Polaroid snapshot. He's not even moving.
Yeah, he's right.
He's kind of working some kind of little loop, like a record that's skipping right now. You know,
it
when
comes
a record
up to me,
goes back to the beginning of the phrase, it's almost like he's in a Groundhog Day the way he goes with her right now. Like a Groundhog Day, that movie?
Yeah.
He
desperately loves her.
Well, I'm not saying this. I'm not making any kind
oh,
of comment.
Oh, thank you, Deb, because
this.
I just feel so the
I'm
same. But I, you know, there are, I'm going to fill out my dance card and I'm going to go out there by myself, not hunting for someone, but, you know, I'm going to make the opportunity happen because
that's,
I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't. Do
really?
This
forever—that's when it's going to come to a boil.
I would be a fool. Obviously, he cares. Stuff. I think that's obvious to everybody that he obviously gives a damn or he wouldn't be doing all this. It's just, it's strange. I just don't know where it's going. This is different territory for me. I'm not used to this kind of behavior.
And, you know, for me, it's refreshing to be friends with a gay man because you know he's not after you. But in this case, he does not come through the cards that way. You know, but that's
he doesn't come through. I mean, I have gay friends that I know gay guys, and he's just not.
So,
and I've never had a gay man.
Yeah, go ahead.
Never had a gay man paw at me or, you know, touch me. And I was welcoming, you know, I just felt like, oh, okay. I didn't even think about it until I got home. I thought, oh, this is really cool. And
never
then,
had a gay guy grab her bouquet.
Gay men are gay men. You know, they're just gay.
Right.
And they do their, you know, it's like being heterosexual girlfriends. You know, you're just heterosexual girlfriends. You don't cross boundaries. You don't even think about it. You're just heterosexual girlfriends. Same thing with gay men. You don't cross the boundaries.
I mean, it's like being a diehard Democrat, and then suddenly you get attracted to becoming a Republican.
Well, that happens. But anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. What?
Joe in the UK said if I was there, I would give him a gay slap and let him see the light.
Joe, oh, my God.
You know what? I'm thinking I should do something for Valentine's, but not anything overwhelming. You know, like buy those little message hearts and put it on his doormat or something. Something that's not overwhelming.
Right.
I mean,
I don't think you guys are at that point where
I
you can be overwhelming.
I want to know what a gay slap is.
I think he's like a gay man to gay man.
Is that like a thing?
It's like you need somebody to smack him and say, hey, like either you are who you are or you aren't and you move forward with her. Don't hang out in between, I think is what he's saying. I don't think he meant like there's a different type of slap for a gay guy. I think he meant
to make him wake
up. As himself, it's like, hey, dude.
You're gay.
Make a call.
Yeah.
Make a freaking call. Pick a. You're at a fork in the goddamn road. Pick a direction.
You know what? He's been saving to go out of town and buy all his stuff, you know, for this or that. I was low on stuff. And then I got some inexpensive drumsticks. I thought, okay, I'll make it for both of us. And I know how to make it, so it's tasty. And got in the oven now, and I got home, and I'm so glad I did that because he's been slaving on my pottery wheel trying to get it the way I wanted it. He's been slaving on that thing, and he's been coming up with strategy. I know. My heart was like that, too. And I just, you know, I'm so melty over him. And I told him, okay, I'm making these will be ready, you know, and then I'll have the place fixed up tomorrow so I can invite you in. He said, your kitchen looks fine. And I just, oh, God, I just could eat him up with a spoon.
Oh, I can tell.
Okay, well, all right. Spoon is an interesting choice of utensils. All right. I thought you maybe use some tongs. You know, that's what you usually work hot dogs and meat with on the grill, the tongs.
Hot dogs and
I thought, you know, you'd use
sausages.
Hot dogs and sausage. Usually use tongs myself when I'm grilling. But anyway, go ahead.
I think this is going to lead to where Lisa is happy.
Really?
And, yeah, I do.
But?
It's going to be a rough and rocky road to get there.
Yeah, and I agree. And
he'll be dating somebody else casually, and he's going to flip out on you.
And Joe also said at the same time, don't put all your eggs in one basket, though.
No.
Don't.
No.
Don't. Remember, you mentioned it a day or two. Sometimes you got to keep, hey, you know what? If he's at a fork in the road and somebody else comes along, you can't just sit there and wait. You can't. That's his loss. It's, you know what?
No.
Learn.
No.
You can't. You can't. If that if Mr. Wright comes along or Mr. Petter comes along.
I'm going to have to look up that character in Charles Dickens. It's Mrs. Haberson or Iverson. I told you about her. She was sitting in this wedding gown that was decayed. She was like 80 years old. Her groom never came for her. And her wedding cake was crawling around with spiders. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and my clothing is becoming decayed. And you
No. I saw a movie like that, too.
Did you?
I saw a movie where there was a...
Doing what?
There was a movie where it was this, like, this older lady was sitting in a wedding dress just waiting all the time, and these characters interact with her all
the
time.
But you know the problem...
I think he's coming soon. What was that movie? I'm like, I said, listen, lady, that son of a bitch is never coming. Somebody got mad at her finally later on. I can't remember the movie, though. But anyway, we'll figure it out. Yeah. It was probably based on that.
The problem with me, though, is if I go out with someone and I like them, I'm over this dude. That's how it works for me. I just, there's no turning back. I'm sorry.
And you know.
That's how it works for me.
Then you know the reality, though.
Right.
That if you love somebody, you always love them. And if it was just
a special place in my heart. But sure. If somebody new coming, you know, I'm all in. I'm going to have fun.
Then you're not setting yourself up to fail, then. So that's good. That you're not totally putting
the shower curtain together.
The shower curtain.
Now, if you ran around with the female group that I used to, we'd go clubbing, all of us together, they would tell you emphatically, Lisa, you need to go get yourself laid because you've got all these desire and horniness and hormones.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and that would be their cure.
That's the only way to fly. Yeah.
They said, just grab some guy and have at it.
And that's why us guys back in those days, we would go out to the bars.
Yeah.
Looking for those women that had all that pent-up stuff that they wanted to release and say, I'm here, my dear. I am right here. Come hither.
You know what I could do is make a deal with him. I could ask him to escort me to the bar.
You could.
That
would be, you'd almost want to have somebody secretly filming that to see the reaction.
Oh, my God.
Because I couldn't even guess what the reaction would be. I don't know.
Yeah.
It'll be that scene where we went out to the lake, and he was really pissed off, and I said, we're both free agents. So we got here. I was so mad at him. And then later on, he said, I thought you said we were free agents. And I said, well, I didn't really mean it like that.
Yeah, right. And in the sitcom version that we would write, that would happen. She would say, hey, my free agent buddy, I got a meeting a guy for the first time. You want to come along and be my muscle guy just to be safe, to make sure everything's safe? And then after I give you the signal, you can bug off because I'm going to be with this guy the rest of the night and see what he says.
I think
and
that.
And bring him home to my place.
Bring him to my place, and I've got medals hanging, and we'll see what kind of bedroom Olympics goals and events we can win.
Sounds
you
like
can tell I'm a little pissed. I wouldn't be talking like this. I'm a little pissed about this roller coaster ride. I'm really pissed. You know, there's no reason for it as far as I'm concerned. Because once I
there
get in with someone, I am true to them.
He's in your life for a reason. You may not see that until you're looking in retrospect, you know, down the road. But there's a reason that he has, you know, intercepted your life.
God knows.
We just don't know what it is yet. I keep looking for it. I think, if I was pushed, if I was really pushed, I would say that man was meant to open the door to help you heal from your grief. But now you're filled with frustration.
Right.
So who's going to heal you of that?
Frustration is one of the worst.
Oh, it is.
I mean, nobody likes grief.
It is really the worst.
Grief,
I even told him your story about how dildos or whatever, what was it called? The vibrator was invented. Yeah. We're staying in the laundry room, and I did the motion with my hands, and I said, and so the women were
getting diddled.
I used that
song. What's that,
Hey,
just
really? Yeah. What did he say?
He's just standing there with his big old eyes smiling at me, listening to the story. And he didn't run. He's just standing there. And then I moved on to another nasty story. Yeah.
All I know is some chick... I'm in a laundry room. Some chick starts telling me about the invention of a dildo. I'm taking that as an open door that I'm looking to put my foot in and see where it goes. Like, really? Huh, that's interesting that you brought that topic up, I would say. Interesting subject you brought up. I'm thinking it might have had something to do with the real thing. Would you like to discuss that a little bit? Well, some
you know, I just can't.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I've given so many royal invitations engraved in gold, and he's, you know, whatever.
I know. And I don't get it either. I keep following him. Sometimes I even will look at the cards before the show just to see what might pop up, so to speak. And
so speak.
You know, we don't know, but you might be just tripping him out like crazy, where he doesn't know what you're really about, but he's enjoying every minute of it.
Let's see. Let me summarize here.
All right.
She's practically flinging herself at him crotch first. She's making all the signals that she wants to get bang, but he doesn't know what she's about. Really? He's got to duck to miss the vagina. He has to duck.
Duck.
She's like wiggling. She's jumping at him crotch first. And he's ducking. And I don't know why he's ducking, but he's ducking.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Well.
Shame on him for ducking. Shame on him. I will revoke his mandate.
So I don't know what we did without you before this show.
I am sad. I feel sad for my
Jim feels sad for his tender.
I do. I feel sad.
Why?
Because a woman that does all that, if you don't complete that task, give up the man card, and it's going to get torn up. You don't even get to get it back. It's getting torn up forever. Forever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I know.
Well,
I'm really
forever.
I'm really disappointed. I'm really just sad about this. I really am.
Keep on talking, right?
I'm
you said it's not going. Deb did not see any end.
Not yet. No.
No.
You're
going
to be the one likely drifting from this whatever it is, this relationship.
If he doesn't make things happen, then he's going to lose out, right?
You know, but look at it this way. He could just be your door opener. You
never know.
In the sense of, you know, when you, I think
you're
I've
right.
explained this
yep.
before.
Yep.
If you have a business that sells doors and windows, okay, you're going to put, you're going to have one on sale, like a door, but it's so cheap to actually lose a few bucks on it. But it gives you a chance to get your foot in the door of that client and say, oh, you know what we've got? We have a fantastic, like, French door set up.
Yeah.
And you upsell. So you, in a sense, he has generated all of your feminine juices, and he's got you just dying for, you know, to be seduced and taken and, oh, you know, all that amazing stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. You remember that woman you talked about that was looking that guy's face? We're in the laundry room. That's what I feel like doing to him. I just think he's so adorable.
Patty's Pub.
Who the hell was looking at somebody's face? Oh, you're talking about...
Sailor.
You're talking about the drunk guy looking at the swamp thing's face.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I told it wrong.
Yeah.
He was licking her.
She said that.
But she
just reversed the role.
Woman had pox all over.
It was a drunken squid. Drunken sailor. We call him squids here because I was one.
Well, licking his face. Oh, boy.
And he was probably some freaking 22-year-old from Iowa. The only females ever saw were sheep and cow. So now he's out in the bar. He's got the thickest beer goggles on known to mankind. All of a sudden, he turns those little goggles over to the swamp thing, and she looks like a model.
Yeah. My friend, Tammy, we called ourselves bar angels because we would rescue people that were looking like they were going down a bad road. Okay.
Wasn't
you
that a movie?
Vigilante bar angels.
Wasn't there a movie in the last 6 or 7 years where a guy, some pompous-ass guy, all of a sudden something happened where he saw, like, people who they weren't. So he was like, he'd be talking to an ugly fat chick, and she was really nice, and he was
yes.
falling in love with it. It was a. I never saw
shallow
the movie, but I remember
hell.
The commercial. Shallow, yeah.
Shallow.
Never
hell.
Saw it, but I saw the commercial. And
oh,
I think it probably
good.
It probably had a good message in it. I bet.
Jack Black was the.
But he was.
Yeah.
Perfect guy.
Yeah.
Perfect
oh,
guy.
I love Jack Black. Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, he's hilarious. He's a perfect guy, especially for that kind of movie.
See,
yeah.
There's the guy that doesn't have to have super good looks. He's got that style. What?
Oh, he's wonderful.
I know.
He's
I
hilarious.
Know.
Guys like him too. He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
I remember him in the office yeah. scene with that fake soap opera thing, Jack Black and Gloris Leachman.
Oh,
and
in the office.
Yeah, if you don't see it, we're not going to talk about
no,
it.
No, the
it
office
hilarious.
Originated over.
Oh, yeah, they copied the.
Yeah, it's run by, who's that funny guy?
Gervais.
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, they copied it, and they said, dude, you got to come here and help us make this. So he was there helping.
He was in it.
He was in it. Yeah, he was in one or two episodes, yep.
Yeah. So
all right, well, thank you so
all
much.
Right,
oh,
well,
wait a minute.
What?
Look at, we almost
yeah.
forgot.
Oh, my God.
I know, my
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's your rubble card reading. It says you are going through some tough shit.
Everyone no
has
kidding.
Their turn. Yeah. It does. It says, wait a minute. It says everyone has their turn. Welcome to yours. Gather your tired ass up and handle it.
What's it say on the front? Oh, that.
You are going through some tough
yep.
shit. So you're gathering some tough shit. And I think she is. And I have a feeling that once she's 100% healthier,
yeah,
there's going to be a lot more information and a lot more things happening.
I think so, too.
I think you're not 100% yourself right now, which who would be. And I think when you are 100% yourself, I think you're going to start maybe slowly making mini little ultimatums.
You know,
mini
I,
ones.
I see something in the card, seriously,
uh-oh.
That I've seen over and over again. And you may not be on a level with him where he can fully open up to you. But I'm seeing some kind of physical condition that could be, I'm thinking like herpes.
Wow.
You know.
Really?
Or,
oh my
yeah.
God.
But he may have something
oh,
that's
no.
in remission because that man wants to take her to bed. But something holds him
oh
back.
Oh, my God. Oh, so we need to both be tested. You know, that's my policy. If I go to bed with anyone... Before, I mean, I did slip and go to bed with someone before my a significant other, 23 years. I went to bed with the handyman.
Wait a second.
The handyman.
What is your policy again? What is your policy again?
To get tested. And I did go
prior to sex.
I got tested.
Yeah.
Your policy is to get tested prior to sex.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. My girlfriends do it too. And then you exchange, you know, you and your potential lover.
That is awesomely romantic. So you're out at night and you're corralling around, you're kissing, and I'm getting ready to undress. It's like, oh, wait a second.
There's horrible stories. I had a girlfriend who went to bed with this guy. She didn't know what the blister was. Well, now we all know through her stories. And she's living with it forever
yeah.
now. And
so she saw a blister, and that wasn't any kind of a flag.
She didn't know.
Yeah, a lot of times you don't know.
She asked him. She said, what is this? And he said, oh, it'll be passing. It's okay. She didn't know. And we just...
Yeah.
We trusted. You know, we can't... Yeah. You're right.
So I am suspecting because of what I see, there's something, and it isn't the gayness holding him back. I think it could be something medical that way.
But it might not necessarily be that horrible, right?
I mean, he could always wear a condom, but is that going to affect anything? I read in the newspaper from a doctor, never double them up because it causes them to break. Yeah.
But it couldn't be any other medical condition. It has to be a sexually transmitted type thing.
Well, it could be. What else could there be? I mean, because he could give her genital warts. My mother got it from her husband, the second husband.
Maybe he's dysfunctional.
What, sexually?
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Maybe it's that. Maybe it's as simple as that. It's not about a disease, maybe.
He could be on medication where he can't.
Or he doesn't take medication because he doesn't really care or he's not involved.
Yeah.
He doesn't bother with any kind of pills, right?
I just think there's something there, Lisa, that is not about you. that is holding him back. Well, it could be about you because he doesn't want you to contract, you know, something incurable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I dated a guy that right after he, oh, God, he was darling. And he gave me a little kiss, and he goes, I have to tell you. He said, my ex-girlfriend gave me herpes.
Then I would be like, you just gave me a goddamn kiss. Really?
Well, it was like a smooch. It wasn't much of a kiss. I mean, it was a peck. It was just a little peck.
I don't want any saliva on me for somebody that has herpes, just to be safe. I'm just saying.
So anyway, he told me, and I thought, well, boy, there, that's my good luck. I wasn't going to continue. He said he let her give it to him because they were going to get married.
Is that the guy in the Navy?
But,
yeah. Yeah, you know what?
He was the Navy.
He looked, I saw that guy. He looked like.
Oh, Dale?
He looked like he was a 70s gay porn actor, the way it's stereotypical. They did. If you saw them, they had a certain haircut. They had a certain mustache. I was like, bingo.
They're
kind of
good looking.
But
one of my husbands used to like, well, I don't know about gay. We didn't watch gay porn, but you'd see the other, you know, the guy making out with the woman. One of my husbands liked porn. And so those guys are good looking. Yeah.
I think they are, too. Okay. And porn offends me for about 30 seconds that women can demean themselves.
Well, I haven't seen anything like that in years. I mean, it used to really bore the heck out of me. I thought, well, I was being a good wifey. I should have told the priest, is this being a good wifey?
To watch porn with your husband?
Well, we had the Catholic wedding and everything.
Well, what does the priest say?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't be making those kind of jokes.
Yeah, well.
Absolutely, you should. We like it.
He probably wanted to swap collections with you. The priest guy.
You one never knows, now do we?
So Lisa,
you know, when I was...
Yeah,
I was
ahead.
A military brat, right? And so we were overseas. I was 13, and I went to the movie house that they had on military housing, and you'll never guess. I was sitting there, and I wasn't supposed to be in that movie. My mother had forbade me to see those kind of like that kind of rating, but I snuck in. Guess who was sitting front row center? Our priest.
Seriously.
And it was by himself. Front row center, like a Pee Wee Herman seat.
That's what I would figure. You what?
I'm going laughing. He was doing the Pee Wee Herman, huh?
Well, he like a Pee Wee Herman front row center seat. I didn't go up to watch him. I didn't.
Yeah, you don't want to go up there. You don't know what you're going to find. Somebody might be getting a little busy. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I remember seeing him.
Yeah, it's better to just walk away.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you need to rest that cough. It and sounds like it's becoming...
Well, thank you guys. You are the earth angel.
Pretty early there, so yeah, you go now. You go now. I think she says she's cooking some chicken legs, aren't you?
Oh, turkey, I think.
I thought she said chicken.
I went to go check on the chicken drumsticks.
Chicken drumsticks.
Chicken. Ooh. Gosh, I thought you were around the corner. We'd pop in and have some.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I know.
Sure.
Well, Lisa, we'll be on, I expect, tomorrow. Sunday, no. It's Super Bowl Sunday, you know, and there will be no show.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah,
you guys have just been so wonderful for all of us. You're saving our lives,
listen,
honestly.
Between
you and Jimbo, it's a saving grace.
We banter like this pretty much all the time.
Yeah. There's no scripts here, mind you.
No.
That's I don't have to put on a show face. This is what we do.
Yeah, no, I'm planning a little bit of a topic for News for the Soul on
Monday.
Yeah,
we're doing tomorrow, right?
We're doing
Saturday, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to talk on Monday a little tiny bit about how mean it is to ghost somebody. But it happened to me.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, Yeah, well, my family is very famous for doing that to everybody. So, yeah, we're going to talk about it in a little bit. Oh, but Lisa, you are a trip. I'm telling you, that Lisa and the neighbors, that's what the sitcom could be.
He's so funny. He is so funny. He pisses the shit out of me. He just...
Well, I just hope it's worth the wait. Because if he's a dud in the sack, I think that you'd...
I won't allow it.
I won't allow it.
The way we go exchange back and forth, I just don't see he would be a reluctant student if I had to pull him in as a student. I don't know. Do you think it's going to happen, Deb?
Well, if it doesn't, I'm going to have to eat all 52 of these cards. And I want a lot of hot salsa to go with it. Because I know the rest of them are all team Lisa. What are they? Team you?
I'm team Lisa as far as I want you to get what you want. I also want you to win the lottery. I want you to become Queen of England. I want you to do all sorts of things. But 90% of that shit ain't going to happen, baby doll.
You're putting negative energy into her sexy, positive energy.
I can only, when I hear all the things that she's doing and all the scandals she's given, all I can do is shake my head. I have no freaking answer because... Every single human red-blooded male that I know would have been leaping out of their clothes at her.
It's too bad we can't
literally leaping. Like,
we can't think of a good movie that you could invite him for movie night, and have some snacks.
And Cho says you should write a book, too. We agree. I said said she should write a sitcom.
Oh, you guys are so incredible. I love you, Pete.
You should write a sitcom. Books, you don't know.
The World According to Garp. Isn't that the name of a good
movie? I never actually saw that. That was a Robin Williams movie.
You've got to see that.
I never saw the movie, but I heard it was really good.
It was, and he narrates it.
Oh, actually, I don't know.
So
I never saw it.
You could write a movie script and narrate it. And
movie,
you know,
weekly sitcom, it's all at your disposal.
You've got to have that ability to write something. I was saying, it's too bad we couldn't think of a movie where the individual in it believes he's gay, but then meets this opposite sex person.
I guess she has to write that movie. None has been written yet.
I can't think of... I know I've seen it. What?
I've never heard of such a movie, but I don't watch those kind of movies either.
Yeah, well, Lisa, we're going to get this.
If somebody's not killing somebody or stabbing them or it's really scary, the whodunit stuff, I don't watch. I don't watch Harry Met Sally and They could got mail and sleepless in Seattle and all that shit. I don't watch that.
Yeah, because you're afraid of your own inherent feelings.
Because I like to actually stay awake and watch the end of a damn movie. That's why I don't watch those.
Now, Lisa, wouldn't it be interesting if I flew out there and you told the neighbor that I am I'm a home sex therapist. No, that's nice. But Lisa could say she's having problems with becoming orgasmic again. And I would ask the neighbor, do you think we could use you as a training aid during my sessions with you?
You know, I've been here since October, and I know this guy just a tiny bit, and I know he's really, because we've had meetings. I've called meetings in the laundry room where – he and I have a meeting to talk about my feelings, and then, then I'll tell him, okay, I don't think the meeting has been productive, and then he'll reflect back to me what he said I said, and then he'll, but I know that he is really watching himself. He has cleaned up a lot. Like, he has these mood things, and I know he's really restraining himself. He's being careful. Because when I first landed here and we had a big old, where we didn't speak for 3 days, it was over his bad, horrible, horrible mood. And I told him, this ain't going to happen. We're not going to do this anymore. I'll never talk to you again. we'll go back to just being neighbors, and then it was horrible. Anyway, we patched it up. So he's been watching himself, and he's told me, you know, we're joined at the hip. We have to get along. And he watches his I can tell he really restrains himself. But if you came and you said, can you be, he would be off the chart furious. I know that, because he would think that I have worked against him or something like that. He's not. He feels, he trusts me. You know, he just trusts me.
Yeah.
And I guess I trust him. I don't know.
Well,
he trusts
me. Think this is developing into something. Because as I said,
really?
I would not be playing with your heart. Yeah, I really do.
You really think it's going to go somewhere?
Potential, right?
Yeah, it's the,
you see potential.
The readings are all about potential.
Everything's about potential.
Except in the sense of, say, someone asks me, what message does karma have for me? Those will be very distinct when karma speaks through the deck. And I had this actually happen to me recently with someone very close as a friend and someone that I respected highly, who's in a very healing type of profession. But what I saw shocked me so bad from karma that I couldn't even utter it. And what it was that this individual had been a serial killer in another century and had literally walked around and slashed the throats of women, men, and children. And I actually got a vision of that. And it just shook me to my core, because usually I'll see things like, oh, she was a princess in a castle, or, and the lifetime that they're in now is a debt, with a karmic debt that is being paid, where they have to deal with a lot of death in their life to show them what it feels like to lose somebody you love and care for.
Wow.
And so also that being in the healing profession, that erased the scumbag and criminal, you know, as far as what he was previously. But that was so hard for me. I mean, I've not seen anything like that before. And it helps you to look at what's going on in your life, where you can say, is this some kind of karmic debt that I'm paying here? Am I... You know, because I'm going through some things too, and I don't understand it, but it must be because in another lifetime. Well, actually, Lisa, I have to tell you this. When I was back in college, I was taking a class in envisioning your past lives. The best one I had was as a courtesan in Paris.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Wait a damn second. What college was that?
I love it.
The metaphysical school. I had to take all these different classes and meditation and,
so this
you
was
know,
not back in your college years?
No, it was in the early 200s.
I was about to say, because I don't remember any of those classes around back in our college years. Or
no,
college.
It was just,
yeah.
It's a metaphysical.
Yeah, they didn't have any
school.
Outside-the-box stuff at all back in those
it's
days.
It's an actual school.
Oh, that's cool.
So,
I like that, but I was like, back in our days, it was all like, meh.
But getting back to Lisa, that's the thing. We're looking at potential. And from my experience, the only things that could happen would be he chooses to go get himself a gay partner, and they walk off in the sunset. That would be his choice.
Okay, that's one.
If he decided to join a monastery, and he's going to take a lifelong vow.
This is Mr. D.
Yeah.
Okay, there's two. I want to hear the rest of the choices.
He could decide to go to seminary and become a priest. They don't have partners. Generally.
Okay. Is that up for choices?
Well, I'm just saying he could make choices that would affect their future.
He could, or he could just keep on what he's doing, right, too, and never change what he's doing and not fix himself?
He could, sure. And then Lisa's going to have to make a choice.
I'm just saying a lot of people don't fix themselves.
Is she going to be the old lady in the wedding dress waiting for
even Cho
for
mentioned
her
that.
Groom?
Cho mentioned that something. Yeah. You know what? She mentioned that in a Charles Dickens book, but somebody put that in a movie. And I don't know when it was in the last 20 years.
No, it was in a movie. I think it's been made a few times.
Yeah, and there was that chick, and then people would just walk by, and she's there like, what are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm waiting for so-and-so, and I know he's going to show up. She's in her wedding dress. He's going to propose. I know he is.
Exactly.
And she's either dead and passed, and she's like a ghost, or she's like 900 years old, and I'm like, damn woman.
You know, Jeff, that would break my heart if he got
accident. My
no, it was. I can tell you why later.
All right, go ahead.
Yes.
Lisa.
If he went off with a gay lover, that's why I don't want to do that to him. You know, I wish. You know what I could do is just say, look, I've met someone, and I'm going to give you a chance. I could come on to him again. Say, look, I've given you all these chances, and you've turned me down, and now I've met someone. I mean, if something comes up.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a possible path on that fork in the road.
I like that. Good
and you
strategy.
Know what? No, well, you mean to lie. To lie, right?
Yes, to lie.
Oh, that's a women's forte. That is a women's
forte.
Oh, not
to lie. No, I would wait until I actually have someone.
But she would wait until
I could put him on speed dial and say, look, I just met someone. I'm giving you a chance. I'm teasing.
I don't know.
Him to go on.
I wonder how the guys feel.
About what?
Being told. I'm giving you a chance before I throw myself at this other guy.
You're right. It does depend on the it's very situational too, right? Is in her case, they've actually got a lot of more time invested. It should matter more. But if you're going out with a woman, even going out for 6 months, and she all of a sudden she said that, you might be like, you know what? I've got 6 months invested. I wasn't really there. And the fact that you put this ultimatum out to me tells me that you don't want to be with me. You wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Not in your case. I'm saying not in your case. I'm saying in some other – now, your case is different because you guys have had a lot of stuff going on. I'm saying in a regular relationship where they're moving along and sometimes the woman says, you know, I kind of said I was marriage-minded. You're kind of not going there, so guess what? I think I got another guy lined up. But the guy might be like, you know what? You can't pull that crap on me. If you care about me, you wouldn't do that. Get out of here.
What if she
I don't think he would do that to her. He would not do that to her.
What if she were to give him a gift?
So what would that gift be, Miss Deborah?
Not a material gift. What if she were to say...
Would that be a whisker biscuit?
It would.
Rocking a bow?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Because you can't do that. But
lots
you could
of sparkles and glitter. And...
Sparkles in the glitter.
No, basically, you could say to him... My significant other passed away after all that time that we were together, and I have been celibate since then. And if I were to choose anyone, is that not true?
No, don't say that. Don't call her out. Don't call her out.
Oh, we don't want to know. Too much information.
She wants to volunteer.
But she could say to him.
Sexual history, that's up to her. We don't want to call her out.
She could say to him.
This is not an interrogation.
Could you be my first if that happened?
Hmm.
And say, I would choose you. Like you're holding your little heart. And your whisker biscuit.
Yeah, and your little, I got my heart in one hand and my bearded taco in the other, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, God. I love you guys.
But see, that would be the way I would approach it. Kind of really,
I honestly can't put myself in either of their shoes to go forward. But your card said that you said nothing negative, which is actually a positive sign. So people think, well... Your cards didn't see anything good, but you know what? They didn't see anything bad.
No, I just thought that something
so that's
was,
a good thing.
Something is holding him back, and that's going to be the conversation.
Sure.
Before you two hop into the sack, you're going to have to find out. I mean, he's going to tell you.
If I asked her for a card reading and I want to do this thing, and Deb didn't see anything bad about it, I would do it.
No, my boss got herpes from her husband, who's a skirt chaser. And she said when she's on her medicine and she is not having any breakouts, that she can't pass the virus. I don't know if that's true.
I wouldn't take any chances myself.
Gee, don't you kind of miss
Virgil?
Be...
here? He's
Virgil,
here. He's right here talking.
Oh, he is. Well, maybe he knows.
I don't interrupt our greetings to bring in discussion.
Oh, how nice. And as another international visitor tonight is Virgil.
I was going to do that after this because Lisa listens, so she would still hear.
Yeah.
Lisa loves to hear what they have to
say. She would still hear after we put her back on hold. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I've got to say about that.
All right.
Who was that? That was Forrest Gump. That's all I got to
say about that. No, you've got different approaches here.
You do. You got a whole bunch of people thinking they know what that. Deb's the only one that can tell you what she has. You got a bunch of us that don't never been in your situation are giving you advice that you should take with a grain of salt.
No, the one thing I did once is I sent myself flowers and signed it from the one who loves you.
God, you women. Oh, my freaking God.
And then accidentally send it to his address. Yeah.
No.
I put my name on it.
Or somehow let it be seen that you got them in front of them or something, or they're
in
sitting when
apartment.
Somebody walks in. I'm telling you, all the espionage departments should be run by women.
They should.
And, you know, look at the James Bond one. Wasn't that head chick a chick later on? Later on, when they evolved to like the other guy, it wasn't CIA, the head Bond organization. It was a chick. I think all the espionage should be run by chicks because that's what they do.
Because we are so good at it.
Remember, what was the line from the Rolling Stones song? He said she was practiced in the art of deception. And that's damn. That's what I say.
I love it.
I love how that book, The Secret, when that came out in the early 2000s, where it was a book designed to teach you how to get a man.
What the hell kind of book is that?
I hate those books. I hate them. You know,
with all kinds of books that would... Yeah, and
you
did all fake shit. Yeah.
So basically you're being a used car salesman.
The basic line in the book I heard about is go to the bathroom by yourself when you're at a bar so that you can, you know, have the opportunity to hook up with some guy on the way to the bar. But my philosophy is go by yourself.
I like that philosophy.
Everywhere.
I like that philosophy. Reminds me of back in my 20s and 30s.
And how is that useful? You're just going to...
Good night, Joe. Joe's got to go.
Love you, darling. Thank you.
You know, I think if you delve, with the exception of a motorcycle gang night out at the bar...
Sure.
No.
Right, yeah, you don't want to go into... you don't want to go to a place where you're going to die,
here,
right?
There's always been a stigma attached to a woman in a bar alone. She looks extremely...
No, but I mean, you can go to restaurants, you can go to events, gatherings, you can go to those kind of things. You can go to the hardware store at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. whenever they open up. I haven't done that yet. You know, and ask for the guys there to
help
you.
Let me tell you a little secret there, Tootsie Pop. If you roll into a hardware store at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m., I don't think you're going to like the guys you're going to run into.
They're going to be contractors.
They're going to be contractors, and they're going to be like construction workers. They're going to be like, woo, woo, woo. They're not going to be serious about shit at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. They got a job to do, and they're like, look at that little hossy-tossy. They're going to look at you as meat, not like a human being.
Right. That's very true.
At 5, 6 a.m. in the morning, yes. Don't do that. Don't do it. On the weekend, you go on a weekend in the middle of the day, you will intermingle with real folks at those type of places.
Or you could also, like in the supermarket, a man could be standing there looking at the melon.
Yes.
And you could say to him, you need some help, hon. Do you want me to squeeze melons for you?
Well, if a chick says that to me, we're exchanging numbers right on the freaking spot.
Well, it's an opener.
Good opener. To me, it's
Yes.
To me, it's like hookup. hook up, never, nothing serious.
Yeah, well,
I like
it. I like it. I like it too as a guy. I like it.
He wouldn't want to just take her out for a nice tea or lunch or something.
I'm in a supermarket in the produce section. Yeah. Some good-looking chick comes up and talks about melons. I'm thinking she wants to get laid. She's not looking for a husband, or she won't talk about melons at a fucking supermarket.
Yeah, you can also ask, how do you choose a melon? I could ask. Can you give me some tips?
I like it. I want tons of women come up to me and talk about melons and how I could choose them.
The produce guy
I like it.
This afternoon was putting up those big English cucumbers, and I commented,
yeah,
that you are really good with those cucumbers. They were big.
That might not have been a compliment to him.
Oh.
He might have thought, she thinks I'm gay.
Well, he started out saying, he likes these. I said, I love them. They're seedless. And we got the sausage. And it gravitated to the weather.
Where the hell was I?
You were off somewhere
where
else.
Where the hell was I? I missed all this cucumber talk.
You were looking for a cart or something. It was when I first got it. But,
I can't believe I missed all those cucumbers.
Yeah. So.
Oh, hang on.
What?
Lisa's talking
when
to
we
someone.
When we were having our falling out over that lake that we went to, and then, you know, like, there were free agents when we got there because it pissed me off. And then on the way back home, I can't remember at what point I was saying this, and I said, well, and then, you know, and I told the waitress, you know, put my name on the men's bathroom wall. I'm looking for a boyfriend. And then he said, I want to order right now, in his gravelly voice. And then I said, I've been wanting to go to a bar and pick up a man and bring him home. I told him at some point. I was still pissed at him. He said, have you heard of Looking for Mrs. Goodbar or Mr. Goodbar? Have you heard of that movie?
Oh, yes.
Wasn't that the 60s?
No, it's early 70s.
Oh, it's early 70s. Pardon me, I was way off.
It was a book that turned into a movie.
Yes, it was a book. I never read it, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he said that?
You should reference a book from like 5 years ago.
But it goes in the same vein of you're not wearing the right clothes, you have to dress up, you have to take care of yourself, you need to wear more winter stuff
to wear.
I don't like that. I've never known any guy, friend of mine, that does that to his significant other, tells her how to dress, except people that are really, they got problems. So possessive that they will not probably show the true colors till it's too late for you. I would worry about that.
Lisa, were you dressed provocatively for that dinner?
For the dinner?
Yeah.
Because I was showing my ass.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. But you know what? I'm going out with a woman. I've never had sex with her. And she's dressing up hot. I'm like rock and roll daddy-o. I'm not going to get crazy about her and say, you should dress like that. It's like, we don't even have a commitment. Well, who am I to say that to a person?
Yeah, I just wonder what
he's overstepping his bounds.
What's his motive? Is he trying to cover you up?
You might need to look at that in the next reading about that.
Maybe
that,
he doesn't want anybody looking at the merchandise.
Or maybe he's a little too controlling and he's got some issues.
Well,
with
then he was telling
he
me, he said, look how I'm dressed like this, and I was playing
all
the stuff he was wearing. And I said, I don't need to do that. I know how to handle my cold weather. And I did tell him. I said, are you my dad? Are you my dad?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Dad. Should I be thanking you, Dad? And then, you know, he just kept on. Now, I don't, it's a good point. Well taken. I mean, I don't get into those kind of, I don't have girlfriends. I know nobody that tries to control. I don't like, that's not very appealing.
Lisa, I do dress men because a lot of them have no fashion sense whatsoever.
But you don't get angry with them because it's too provocative. You don't do that ever.
Jim pitches a fit when I say, please don't wear that shirt, you know.
But it's not because of a provocative sexual thing, because you think it's a piece of crap shirt, that's all.
Yeah, and I like to make men look
that's
good.
Not what he was doing with her.
No, I get the feeling he wanted to bundle her up in something.
And it's a controlling thing that is, you have to watch out. That could be a very bad sign.
You'd have to put him in check on that.
So something to keep an eye on is all. Keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that a few readings ago. We got to keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Well, I thought it was for the cold. I thought that was the cold weather, you know.
Sure.
Like,
so Lisa, I'm curious.
But not bi curious.
When
all, don't
he
worry.
Flirts with you, how do you interpret that as flirting? What does he do? Is he winking at you?
He touches her ass.
What?
He touches her body.
He comes up to me, and there's little or no space between us, and he's in my face, and he's, I know Jimbo has said he's been on ships where people do that, but he comes up, and then he's the way we look at each other, the way that and I know I'm looking at him like I want to eat him up, and he's looking at me. Where I can, I don't know, it's a really nice look, the way he looks at me. It's like a side-eye smiling, not full side-eye.
Yeah, good.
But, and then he wiggles his body, not wiggles, but he puts his body in such a position, you know, where, and then, I don't know, you know, it's just, and then he just touches me. He touches me a lot. And then, and I... Oh, God.
Like how? Just like hand on the shoulder.
No, she said shoulder, arm. She's talked about it a lot. He does. He makes
like
a lot of.
My hand. He'll grab.
I pick
my
her
hand.
Up like a bowling ball or anything crazy.
He'll
like
hold
that.
It and then
up like a bowling.
He grabs my wrist.
Yeah, bowling ball.
Then,
he's not picking her up like a bowling ball or anything like that. He's just like doing that touchy thing. He knows what I'm talking about, but anyway, go ahead.
Gynecologists really have that down good.
No,
the
really?
Bowling ball effect.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Alrighty then. Okay.
All right, well, Lisa, when he touches you, is the body language like, ooh, la la, baby?
You know what I should do? You're giving me room for thought here. I should just kiss his hand when he does that. Just put it up to my lips and kiss it.
Or stick a finger in your mouth of his. Grab his hand, take that finger, and pretend it's a lollipop.
Gab, you are so good. I don't know. I've come on to him so many times. I don't know what else to do.
You've already done... You've gone above and beyond the call of duty as a woman. You've gone
those,
above and beyond the call of duty
give them
as a
those,
woman.
As you're doing it, give him those seductive F me eyes.
She's kind of done a lot of those things already.
Or suck on his earlobe.
Or just jump right up on his shoulders, crotch first. How about that? Let's do that.
What, face first? Yes,
like, crotch first, Deb, on the shoulders. You get it? Do I have to draw a picture? Do I have to draw a picture of this camera?
And yell, incoming.
I'm just, yeah, you could say incoming. Yes, you could, incoming.
I hope he cannot hear through your walls. I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, she's pretty much almost done these things. But, hey, like Deb said, bottom line is, She saw nothing ending yet.
No, it's
nothing
still,
ending.
It's still a dance.
The story is not over yet.
Now, when I was in the Army, these girls were really boring. I was older than them. And I did it. I passed around a rumor that I would teach these girls, and I called it the special thing. Okay? And pretty soon I had guys coming up to me saying, hey, you teach my you know, girlfriend here, we teach her how to do the special thing. The special thing was ridiculous, but these guys ate it up. And what it was, I'll have to describe it to you since you can't see me. But it would be like you put your, okay, like they're sitting down, you're standing in front of them. And I had a boyfriend there, so I did the special thing to him a little bit. And what you do is you take both your hands, you put them up on his shoulders and very lightly run it down to his elbows. Then your fingers go back up and you go down their chest very gently. And you avoid the no-no
place. The genital
place.
The genital
and you go on their inner thighs. God, I'm doing it to myself now. You go on their inner thighs and you run your fingertips down. And I tell you, they shiver when you do that. And that is the special thing. And
I
it was
that.
All over what is this called again? I forgot. There were four. Oh, see, it's been so long.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
There were four
anymore.
Platoons of males and females. And that passed around during our medical training. Guys wanted me to teach the girlfriend how to do the special thing.
Oh, yay. Hey. Well, I'll save it for my next guy. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with this one. I have no idea. I'm losing heart. I'm up and down.
Your ass and everything else, you know.
Yeah, but he's not stealing the deal.
Give him a nice spank on his butt as he walks by. Go,
he's not. Whack. He's not what? Taking the pen out and putting it in the inkwell.
He's one of those people that goes to a used car lot just to play around. They don't ever want to buy anything.
Looky-loos.
Right.
They're just screwing around. They like the negotiations with the guy, and they don't want to do anything. Yes, indeed.
Now, who's with us still that we can say?
Well, first of all, good night, Miss Lisa. We shall be here tomorrow.
Yeah, go rest
yourself. You.
We're angels.
Your guys are incredible. I love you, though.
I'm sure you have a lot of
people.
A lot of people are aroused listening to you. We make you a special feature of the show. Because she is so well liked. All right.
International shout out to Virgil.
Virgil, if you are actually there.
Virgil's here. I think Cho had to go nanette. Yeah. I think he said gotta go nanette. I guess he must work again in the morning.
You could message me, Virgil, wanted to.
Yeah.
But only if you want to. I would love you to.
That'd be great. That's important that we talk about that on the fucking show. That's great.
Well, Cho has done some talking with me, and, you know, I like our regular guys that come to the show.
Are we going
to
take a call?
I think we should go. I think we should tell them tomorrow night more reading.
Oh, okay.
This was, we're going to chat with Lisa time, but we will, if you call in early, 631, you'll be the first one on the list. So please do. All right, ready?
This show is over, say goodbye.
Welcome to the show. Say goodbye. 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 Say goodbye.